2 weeks ago, Sean Cassidy died at an early age of just 67 years old. Now, many of us who are around my age will remember him. He was one of the stars of the Partridge Family TV show in the late 1960s. They had a little band. He made a few hit records. He was the heartthrob of all the girls in middle school. Even my girlfriend Debbie in eighth grade had a picture of Sean Cassidy in her locker, along with Donny Osmond. He was the real little heartthrob for all the middle school girls. Now, with that in mind, after 3 or 4 years, his career sort of fizzled. But his last words, so his dying words were, "Too much wasted time." And I felt very sad when I heard that. Well, may he rest in peace. But we take that to heart, and we look at today. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. We begin a new liturgical year. So no matter where we are on our journey of life, this is the time to seize the moment and begin again. That's the key, to begin again. So we look then as Advent as that time of preparation when spiritually we are preparing to meet Christ and welcome him into our lives. Yes, we remember that almost 2,000 years ago, he did come into this world. The prophets hoped for the coming of the Messiah. As we hear Isaiah say this morning, "Lord, rend the heavens and send down the Messiah." Here Isaiah was in the midst of a conquered people, a people who had sinned, who had gone astray, who had forgotten the covenant, broken the commandments, even turned to false gods. Yet there was the hope that the Messiah would come to bring about a new beginning, a restoration. We look ahead, too, and we do believe, as Christ taught us, that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. So we ought to be, as Jesus says in the Gospel, watchful. We ought to be awake. We ought to be alert. We do not know when that time will come. But in between, here we are now. So Advent's a time to seize the moment and think of this as the first day of the rest of our lives, like a new beginning. So what should we do during this Advent season? Well, first of all, we need to pray. Hopefully, everyone here does take time for daily prayer. But Advent is that time for carving out an extra 15 minutes, let's say, for prayer. We could say the Rosary, a beautiful form of prayer. Having just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima, we should take to heart our Blessed Mother's repeated message, pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary that we will be drawn closer to our Lord's life, and also pray the Rosary for the conversion of this world. By meditating on those different mysteries, as Pope St. John Paul II said, we are gazing upon the life of Christ through the eyes of Mary. Another way to pray would be to look at sacred scripture. So during this new liturgical year, we journey primarily through the Gospel of St. Mark. It's a short gospel, only 16 chapters. Interestingly, though, it doesn't have the Christmas story. It begins with John the Baptist preaching the coming of the Messiah. So one could take the first two chapters of Luke, the first two chapters of Matthew that talk about Christmas, add the 16 chapters of St. Mark, and there you have it. We could complete that between now and Christmas. And it won't take that long to do. We don't just read it, of course. We also meditate on it. So another good way to pray. We also have for you these little Magnificat Advent companions. So they're on the tables near the entrances. They have a very simple meditation for each day of Advent. So every family could take one. If we have extras, you can take more next weekend. So these you are welcome to. Another possibility might be to come to daily Mass, maybe just once a week. So beginning this week, we're going to take Tuesday and Thursday and have a 5:15 evening Mass. We won't have the 6:45 during Advent, during Tuesday and Thursday, but 5:15. So perhaps that's convenient for your particular work schedule or daily routine, come to Mass, maybe just once a week. So in all, we take time to pray, to allow our heart through prayer to be united with our Lord. Secondly, it's a time for penance. All of us should heed Isaiah's words again, that we have sinned. Lord, come, save us. So Christ came to forgive sins. He gave us the sacrament of penance. We should use it. Since it is a new beginning, this Advent, that we ought to take a good look at our souls and do a good examination of conscience. In the Missal, on page 1005, there's a very good, thorough examination of conscience. I would encourage all of you, including myself, to go through that and then go to confession. But think then of how, when we hear those words of absolution, having confessed our sins with that humble, contrite heart, we're freed of that past. We can begin again, and we know that we're on the right path once again. Of course, penance also includes doing those good works, spiritual and physical, to heal the hurts caused by our sin. So beyond maybe the simple penance a priest may give in the sacrament, think of this as a time of penance. The Old Testament teaches us that the best way to atone for our sins is by giving alms. Well, what could that be? Well, we have a food drive this weekend. That's an almsgiving, feeding the poor. The American Heritage Girls have a little angel tree in the narthex that are going to have little angels with things that will be donated to Birthright. That's an almsgiving. Knights of Columbus will have toys for tots. You may have your own good charity. We have our poor box collections. All kinds of ways to give alms, to do these penances, to heal the hurts caused by our sin. Another suggestion, especially if you have little people in the house, that you set up your manger scene and have all the figures there, and I always put in baby Jesus too, even though Father Shear would kidnap him periodically and hide him from me. But anyway, then I would threaten him. So, with perpetual 6:45 Mass. So anyway, baby Jesus returned very quickly. So, but anyway, the key is for everyone who does a good deed. That could be saying a prayer for someone, helping at home, like kids asking parents, what can I do? Maybe helping an elderly neighbor. You take a little piece of straw and you put it in the manger scene. And that way, at the end of Advent, Jesus has this home filled with our love. Simple ways to do penance. And that then, when we think of confession, add on the penance part, then like Isaiah said, God is going to refashion us. Just as the potter refashions the clay, he's going to refashion us. He's going to fix all those cracks, the chips, even put the pieces together, and there we will be ready for Christmas to receive our Lord. Last part, besides the prayer, the penance, evangelize. So this is a time when many people will have a pagan holiday season. We're called to be Christians and to evangelize. I have to say, when I heard President Trump's speech at the National Christmas Tree Lighting, I was very much proud of being an American because he talked about the meaning of Christmas, who Christ is, coming into this world, the importance of the person, the family, marriage, and so on. You ought to find it on the YouTube, whatever. It's worth listening to. But beyond that, you're going to be going to different social gatherings. People will be talking about politics and religion, the two things we shouldn't talk about. Be prepared. We all know what people talk about, especially about our Catholic faith. Be prepared in a very reasonable, solid, sound way. Be able to give good answers. Be able to enlighten people. Part of evangelization is simple, too. When sending out the Christmas cards, religious cards. Putting on the stamps, religious stamps. Saying to someone, Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. On the bumper of your car, you can have one of those magnets, Keep Christ in Christmas. All simple ways to evangelize in this world. So my brothers and sisters, let us take this to heart. It's a new beginning. We have our Advent wreath. So this circle, this wreath of fresh plant material reminds us of the eternity of God, who always is, and everlasting life that is promised to us. Christ is the light who came into this world. So we have one candle lit. If we take Advent seriously, then we will have this blazing wreath at the end of Advent, but that blazing fire of God's love in our soul. And with that, then, if we keep this as a time of renewal, of that time of seizing the day, whenever our journey of this life ends, we'll be able to say, as the good priest Simeon, who held baby Jesus at the presentation, "Now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace." May God bless you.